And welcome to our debut edition of the 2017-18 edition of the Brenham ISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us for our first show of the new school year is the superintendent of the Brenham Independent School District, Dr. Walter Jackson. And Dr. Jackson, how you doing?
I am great, and today is a great day to be a Cub. And believe it or not, Ed, I am starting my third first day of school, and so we're very excited about that. It's hard to believe 3 years in the works here, and so very, very excited and still very humbled and honored to be the superintendent of schools in Brenham ISD.
All right, and of course a lot of things going on, a lot of activities. Now, the Brenham ISD had a very busy summer. Talk about some of the projects that were going on this summer while the students were enjoying their summer break. Y'all were hard at work. What were some of the things that were going on?
Absolutely. Well, we certainly have our share of new facilities in the district, but for the last couple of years, we've been really updating and renovating some of our older facilities, and we completed the renovation of the central office, and certainly we encourage our public to stop by and just kind of take a look around. We've renovated a very old building, but it's certainly the charm and elegance that we've always had over there, and we certainly are excited about that. We also started what we call our MEP at Krause Elementary, and that's called a mechanical, electrical, and plumbing update at Krause. Krause celebrated 30 years this year, believe it or not. I'm sure many of our listeners remember when Krause first opened, and you blink your eye and 30 years has gone by. And so we're working on an MEP at Krause, and we also completed the renovation and opened the Brenham Early Childhood Learning Center, and we're so very, very excited about that. And we certainly encourage everyone to stop by that location. That is considered the old Alton campus at 304 Kerr Street, but it's now the Early Childhood Learning Center, and you will be absolutely amazed at what we've done to that building and to that facility. Tony Schwartz is our new principal there.
All right, and now your administrative team does have some new faces. Talk about some of the new administrators.
Absolutely, and we're very excited to welcome home a Brenham High School graduate, I think, of 1993 or 94, Philip Derkowski. He's the Director of Maintenance, Grounds, and Energy Management. We'd also like to welcome back to Brenham ISD Mark Strauss, who is the Director of Assessment and Accountability. Miss Jennifer Vest is the new principal at Brenham Elementary, and Ms. Lori Ruiz Womble is the Director of Special Programs and Advanced Academics, and Mr. Matt Womble is the new Assistant Principal at Brenham Junior High. So we do have lots of new faces, but some very, very capable people in those roles.
Now, if you could talk a little bit about the district's priorities for the new school year.
Absolutely. We're very excited to share priorities and to work with our board in developing of these priorities. Priority number one, the district will develop a task force to study STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. And we certainly want to kind of put a big focus on STEM. Many of the jobs that our recent high school graduates are going into and college graduates are in the STEM fields. And so we're looking at the possibility of including some academies on our campuses and how these academies may be developed and implemented for the next school year, the 18-19 school year. Priority two, we certainly just want to continue with our process of improving the learning for all while closing achievement gaps between our demographic subgroups. Priority number three, we're implementing systems to address the learning needs of sometimes our most vulnerable student groups, and that's our English language learners, our bilingual students, and students in our special education programs. Priority number four, implementing systems that provide increased student access to gifted and talented, the advanced placement program, and the dual credit program that we have in partnership with Blinn College. And also priority number five, strengthening the Brenham brand. You'll hear us talk a whole lot about the Brenham brand, and we certainly want to do everything in our power to make our parents and our community members, when you hear Brenham ISD, you have a good feeling about it. You feel real good about the things that we're doing in this district. And then lastly, certainly is to work with our Director of Finance to make certain that we appropriate and monitor district budgets to make all of these things happen. It can't happen without money. So we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about budgeting appropriately to make these things happen.
Hi, and now one of the things that you often talk about is the culture. How important is it to the driving organizational change? How are you working to build culture in the Brenham ISD?
I believe strongly in culture, and I said to a group of leaders this morning in a meeting, you know, there's two things that I really consider myself an expert in, and I've studied extensively at Baylor University, leadership and organizational leadership. And a part of that, along with that, is culture. And, you know, you can have all of the strategy that you want, and you can have all the right people in the right places, but until you get the culture right, none of those things are going to take off and be clearly successful. But the way we're working on some of those things is through our summer leadership retreat. We also have, and we will be announcing the names of our new people here soon, the Superintendent's Teacher Advisory Council. This is a group that meets with the superintendent once a month and share their challenges and share the things that they would like to see happen in the district. These people have my undivided attention for as long as they want, and they have access to the superintendent like everybody, but even more in a more intimate setting. Also, weekly administrative meetings, frequent visits on the campuses. The campuses see me and the entire team, the central office team, a lot on their campuses. And I'm certainly very visible at attending campus functions, football games, you name it. I try to be anywhere the public is and that our kids are, because I want to send the message to our parents that I care deeply about their kids. And guess what? My kids are involved in it as well. My son's on the basketball team and my daughter's at the junior high, and they're equally as involved. And so, you know, the good thing about a town like Brenham is the superintendent's family can become a part of that fabric as well. And no one has done that better than the wonderful people in Brenham ISD for me and my family.
All right. And what now can the community do to help strengthen the culture at the Brenham ISD and ensure a strong future for the students?
Absolutely. We're very excited to talk about a peace program that we are partnering with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce that deals with core essentials, just teaching our kids really good value systems. If we want to strengthen and to promote the things that we really value in our system, we've got to teach that. And so we're partnering with businesses and local businesses in the Washington County area to do that. We also are very proud of the work that our CARS program has done for many, many years at the elementary campuses, and we're going to continue to partner with our CARS liaisons. Also, we want to teach a course at the Brenham Community Education Building that really talks about the culture of Brenham and how we can be one Brenham and we're better together. And then we attend campus and academic and extracurricular events. If you really want to know what's going on in your school, you got to get involved. And we encourage parents to get involved. We don't expect parents to teach their children pre-calculus at home. We expect you to just ask them, have they completed their homework? How is it going in school? How can I help you? How can I speak with your teacher on your behalf to help support you in school? I think if we're doing those types of things, our culture is going to be strengthened. And we certainly encourage all of our parents and grandparents, by the way, to join a parent-teacher organization on one of the BISD campuses and contact any campus or ask for volunteer hours opportunities, because we could also always use additional eyes and ears on the campus.
All right. Anything else we need to add, Dr. Jackson?
Well, I just want to wish everybody certainly a wonderful first start of the school year. Welcome back to our students and our parents and our teachers. And I also say to parents all the time, when you see a teacher in the school or out in the public, just stop by, shake their hand, and tell them thank you for your service.
All right. And we thank you for being here this morning on our debut of the BISD Roundtable, and look forward to visiting with your staff and the personnel of the Brenham ISD throughout the year. And, of course, we do want to mention that we also will have a few programs selected throughout the year where folks will get a chance to call in and ask some questions. So that's a new part.
That's right, and I look forward to that.
This year, in a couple of weeks, we'll have you back, and the folks will be able to ask their questions and get the, some answers to their concerns.
Absolutely.
And so we're looking forward to that. And you're laughing, so I'm sure that this, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited about it. Very excited about it.
All right. And we certainly are looking forward to it. And again, this is the BISD Roundtable, our debut for the 2017-18 school year. And we look forward to being with you each and every morning right here on KWHI.